Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. Your holy name, we have come to say thank you. We have come to say we love you. We have come to adore you. We have come to magnify you. We have come to lift you up. We have come to raise you. We bring appellations. We bring sublimation. We bring macrographics. Thank you. Thank you. If I am a Tisa war, man in care, man in permanent conference with him, we are Yami Fua. We are Yami Preco. We'll be in the one name. We'll be in the one name. And a petrin Almaya year. Tihina no pay. Vrain o car. Vrain o car. Vrain o car. Vrain! Atumna nam GDS with the AGN. In free new mamma nipa via the Awawan home. And a pay yad was you. Asidaya Odia. Give you the glory. Take over the service, Holy Spirit. Speak in power. Speak in might. Speak in your awesome majesty. I ask in the name of Jesus. Have your way. 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 In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Clap, shout, clap and shout. Somebody scream. Hey! Hallelujah. This is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. I welcome everybody into God's presence this morning. We give God the glory for the life of everybody under the reach of the sound of my voice. This is Alabaster International Ministry, the Isaac and Comfort Amponsa Memorial Temple, bringing you this live broadcast service. I would like to welcome you and your family dearly. It's going to be a very special time in God's presence. Before I read our foundation scripture, this is Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM, Sweet Flow 102.3. This is about Tampa Radio 92.5 and also Facebook Live, YouTube, and podcast. We are also live on GN and Amazon televisions. Good morning to all our friends from around the world. We give God the glory for your lives. John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses is our foundation scripture for life. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, Sir, we came, we wish, we desire, we require to see Jesus. May the Lord bless that reading of his word. So having read you that, allow me to read Luke chapter 21 verses number 34, 35 and 36. Luke the 21st chapter, the 34 to the 36 verses, the Bible said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. The Bible said, for as a snare shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. This I have said, arguably, it is the most profound verse of the Bible at this very present moment in which we are living. And this particular verse describes and defines the moment and times in which we are living in. Anybody telling you that we are living in normal, ordinary, and the usual times have made a big mistake and made a very wrong submission. We are living in very difficult times, ladies and gentlemen. It was the same time the Bible outlined and talked about when he made certain submissions in God's word. He said that particular thing in 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 1. He called it the perilosity of times, difficult times. He said, know that in the last days in which you live, difficult times will come. He called it difficult or perilous times. He is not only talking about difficult times as in financial, economic, fiscal kind of thing only. He is also talking about difficult times as in helplessness, wickedness, you know, where men have no consciousness. He is also talking about when men will desert their faith. People like preachers, like myself, will throw away the Bible and their conviction and desert the pulpit and walk away from their assignment. He is also talking about those times. He's talking about the great apostasy. He is also talking about times where husbands would desert wives and wives would desert husbands, and the covenant will be broken. Covenant will be broken. Truce will be broken. He's going to, you know, make the submission when you read that verse where children would desert their parents. In America now, I can go to court and receive a legislation that says that I do not want to be the child of my parents anymore. And the court of competent jurisdiction will grant that. I'm going to, you know, make this particular submission, take my time and deal with this, because it's exactly the same thing that Revelation chapter 3 and verse number 10 was also talking about. This is the same moment. This is the same moment. He calls it the hour of temptation. It's going to come. This is going to be the time where people are going to be tempted. Matthew chapter 24 talks about it in a very different way. He speaks about it. He said in Matthew 24 and verse number 7, 8, and 9, he said there will be famines and pestilence, and these are the beginning of many sorrows. In verse number 8, that is what he said. And then in verse number 9, he made a very interesting submission. Then shall they deliver you to be afflicted, and they shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. He calls it the hour of temptation. And look at verse 12, the submission that the word of the Lord makes. He said, you know, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many people will run dry. Sunday morning, most of you will not turn up here. I am serious. The hour of temptation is going to be this intense that people like yourselves who fear God are now going to step into, you know, quarters and parameters, or, you know, confines, or in the space where if you are going to find preachers impregnating people like this. You are going to find people like this. And the wife of the preacher will be sitting down, deserted, idle. I'm telling you. It's going to be an intense time. It has started. It's going to be a time where bloodshed is going to be common. Bloodshed will be common. Look for the picture of the young lady by the name Asa, who was brutally raped and murdered. Raped and murdered. in cold blood. Brutally raped, murdered, and buried without a memorial service. Buried in a chief's house. I thought that a chief is a man who holds an office of trust, just like a preacher. This is why we call us reverend. Honor given to us. I saw the man here anymore. Homo Freya Papa. Nyami Nipa. Nyami Sofo. That is why they call us those names, because they trust in us. We have been placed in an office of trust. Our offices are not places that there is nobody standing here that if I say, may I have your car keys for a few minutes and pray over them, there is nobody in this place that will refuse that. The reason is because the trust you have for me is unbelievable. Unbelievable. This is why I keep telling people, those of us who have some influence must be very careful to use that influence responsibly. Use that. See, this is one of the reasons why personally I don't go into certain things, because whatever that I do as your pastor becomes a trend. Even if it is a bad trend, the people will copy it. Let's say that I wake up and then I marry a second wife. It will be a trend in this church. Yeah, people, you know, then it's going to be a trend. The people will not even think about it, whether morally it is right or not, because the person they trust have done that, they will follow. Yeah. Anyway, today is our 23rd anniversary. Myself and the 25th of September. Around this time, we were getting ready for our wedding. I had found a so many a girl, sweet and lovely, who had decided to marry me. Me, I'm show me pictures of next week. I will bring all the pictures here and show them to you. Me, I'm show pictures. No, I will no on my engagement and wedding day. Now, miss me your back rank and make ramen ware me. Me, I'm in Pemeho. If I don't stop this right here, I will mess up my message. Because when I look at Dede's face, she's looking all romantic, all sexy. Did I say sexy? On a Sunday morning? Oh, forgive me, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So it becomes a that is why personally I don't go into certain things, you know, rings, chains, curls, and all that. Now it's in your crab, you will be now the higher curls. You know, I don't want to follow certain trend, because the people will also imitate the trend. They do not care whether it is a right trend or a wrong trend, they will just follow the trend. Because they enormously trust me. Therefore, if a preacher connives with a chief to kill an innocent girl, Let me join someone say, Ahini, yungu akunya hufi. But let me join in someone say, Ubi could have boy Jamai wa him via we go a mining now thing, what jitter man here. That is why it was said, ye jitter wa mining a kunyani na. Because, oh, so this is, look at such a beautiful young lady. Well, people, you know what this nation have lost? This is a trained professional nurse We've lost a nurse. One professional nurse. Done! Because we'll be pursuing Jessica overnight. I see a full moon today. I'm moving home. I see a man, see a full moon today. This is what Isaiah said. You want to make money without labor, without work, without using your brains, your skill, and your ability. How is it going to happen? How is it going to happen? And even that, you know, I say to the people who feel like only prayer can put food on your table, I even bring it to that cause. How is it going to happen? This is why you see so many Christians are poor and wretched and broke, and we are, you know, at the tail of affairs. When you come to the job place, we are the receptionists, the security men, the drivers, we are the cleaners, you know, that kind of stuff. Let me use opportunity to tell you that you are above and not beneath, the head and not the tail, the top and not the bottom. You may be seated whilst I build up on the submission by the grace of God. Therefore, Apostle Paul started talking, and whilst he was making the submission, he made a point in Titus chapter 2. I will read verse number 5, but if I read verse 5 only, it may not make sense. So let me read from verse number 1. So for the sake of expatiation, understanding, and comprehension, the Bible said in verse number 1 of Titus chapter 2, but speak thou the things that become of sound doctrine. Put this in a different version. He is talking about, he is speaking to the leaders or the pastors of the church, the shepherds. He is speaking to somebody who is leading people, and he is making a submission. He said, you must teach what agrees with sound doctrine. In other words, teach what is agreeable, is in conformity, is in syncopation, is in configuration, is in synchronization with the word of God, with the scriptures. When I look at the messages that are coming from our pulpits these days, I look at 80% of the messages are not carefully thought through, not carefully researched through, not carefully prepared, apologetically, exegetically, and hermeneutically, homiletically. It lacks content. Content! Timon said, assembly more, huh? You know, if I put the preacher in a university and I ask that preacher to speak to the faculty of professors, many of the preachings we are preaching today will not make any meaning. I didn't say it will not make sense. There's a difference. Will not make any meaning. Your kingdom is somebody chirinipa, and people hear the mind of God and listen to the word of the Lord, and yet they do not agree, but they know it's the truth. So they will accept it. They will accept it. And now we have messages that are being preached because you, the church people, want to hear nice things. Therefore, the preachers are tailoring nice messages for you. A man of God called me. He's an MC, fine man. He said, "No kura no na wo kano me yeso for me MC, but min timi kaza no kura no me kaza no kura no a itibiribi freemansa." Therefore, you can even see that deliberately people can see red, but they call it black. Red, clear, they call it black. Just to win favors. This is what we have come. But Jesus said the other day, he said, you seek the praises of men rather than the praises of God. You are seeking men to applaud you. And this is where we have all come to. And so when you look at the way gospel musicians in Ghana are fighting among themselves, all in the name of awards. That nomination was mine and was given to you. And we are in our useless debate and fighting among ourselves instead of brother becoming brother, sister becoming sister to sister. Rather, we have turned into enemies. Now, you know, I'm beside me. I said, I use opportunity to pay tribute to Matheson Labi, the finest, one of the finest Ghanaian gospel musicians who lost his life in Germany over the past week. May catch them and say, me insu Matheson, because he did his best. You are living in a place where people don't support each other. We are gifted now. We are shame. We are one more time. They will hate you until you die. Sometimes when I even look at the hypocrisy of people who will never post happy birthday in your name, but will post rest in peace. When it is your birthday, never, they will never put your picture there and say, let's celebrate Asumesi and our open thing. But the moment you die, they will be the first to break news. First to break news and say that you are a good man. Don't you think that Professor Atta Mills will be shocked to hear most of the eulogies and the tributes that came to him, most of the songs you people composed for Professor Atta Mills? Don't you think he will be enormously shocked comparatively to the nonsense we spoke against him when he was alive? He built schools, built roads, we couldn't see it. He was trying to put things right. You didn't see a good president. I'm telling you, put the camera here. Ghana, we killed our own president. We did it with insinuation, acrimonious insinuations, absurdity, nonsense, foolishness, If President Atta Mills had heard just 2% of the things that we said about him when he was alive, we said about him when he died, he will have been alive and not dead. I will say that thing again. If President Atta Mills could have heard just 2% of the things we said in his demise, he wouldn't have died. President Mills, just like President Kwame Nkrumah. Jeremiah said, me would tear. Can we drain your jammy my home? Make a tuna baby, no me swam. Dr. Kwame Nkrumah was the hero, the icon of the time. Now, find a cousin here. Why in the Pamono? A very interesting people. They are building a mausoleum for Nkrumah, and people are busy fighting over it. Let me ask you, Nkrumah stayed in a place before he died, and it was not Ghana, because he couldn't come back to his own land. That is the kind of people I am preaching to. I am preaching to a nation who has no honor. Wicked in their disposition. Yeah. This is why I keep telling our leaders, especially this government and the opposition, these two groups of people, I am telling these two groups of people very clearly, hear this and don't miss it. Munya careful, because this generation, there is a people coming whose teeth are swords. Yeah, that's what the Bible said in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. Whose teeth are swords. They have no respect. They have no honor. The Bible calls them, there is a generation that cursed their father and do not bless their mother. There is a generation that will look in the father's face and say, you are cursed. There is that generation. The Bible calls even further in verse number 12 and says, there is a generation that appear in their own eyes and their eyelids are not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, yeah, who are lofty. How lofty are their eyes and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are sharp as swords and their jaw teeth as knives to devour the poor from off the earth. There is a generation that will not care that people are giving birth on the floor at Kolebu, but they will buy cars for their girlfriend. No roads, no water in so many places, but they will buy houses in cantonments, Labone, airport residential, Dubai, America, Monaco, Switzerland, places like that. That is this generation. They have no heart. I'm telling my leaders, they will bring you from pension to prison. This generation, they will exhume your body and burn your bones. They will desecrate your mortal remains. This generation, they have no honor and respect. So be careful how you do things, because this generation don't care. Say when you're stroke could that day. They will bring you to court and strip you of all honor. Be careful. So this is why I tell the people, bring your children to church so that they will not join that generation. When your children know Christ, they will not join that generation. I'm telling you, this generation is heartless. We call it the 419 generation. The generation, you know, fabricates everything. When they are filling forms for visa, everything is a lie. Yeah, deception, manipulation, seduction. Yes, this generation is a generation that marries their own father and calls the father, he's my husband. Because your paper. I'm asking, because the Bible said there is no lie or liar that will enter into the kingdom of heaven. And let me use the opportunity very quickly. If white people or the people of the West, if they call our fabrications and making, you know, blatant lies and all that, if they call it fraud, what do you think heaven calls it? Tell me, what do you think heaven calls it? I'm telling you. So today I am standing here by the grace of God, and then I'm looking for citizenship in America, and I say that I don't have a wife whilst my wife and children are sitting here. That come back to the truth. Come back to the truth. Come back to the truth. Now, me pursue pija no kwabruch will be pija. If God wants to honor, favor, and bless you, he will do it. If God wants to open a door miraculously for you, he will do it. God does not work with fraud. God does not work with lies. God is not a liar. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. This is why we cannot even tell truth to each other. Somebody wants to marry somebody and they are asking the question, do you have a child? It's a good question. Yes, I have two children. They are in my hometown. Case closed. Obewariwa, onwariwa, unyai. Don't lie, because truth, the Bible said there is nothing that is hidden that will not emerge or come out. Many now Kurushem of Fran, when you will be in a catch home, say, well, money, you know. Yeah. That generation. Can you look for, you know, that chief and look for that sophonua who murdered somebody? I need those pictures also. Preacher! And it's a sophon chimpana. Can be the mechi. kasa sori ban twimpena wonka kura jai wonka jai wonka jai sori ban twu firu mpena fie na aba no pe ame kacho se kanse me ase wonka ya wonka wonka se se mpena kia injira ben na wonpena twimu. Somebody tell me, in shira won pratim, Christo Bebio, Ukraina Katia de Bredi Pabia, said in Humatia, Monsatina Magene, repent, or you perish. There is no pampering in that message. Repent or you perish. It's simple as that. I don't know why this nation does not understand. The Bible said, look at this particular. Nanemwa yatam omai anakuro anamantam akunya diyama wuure ise. Je, ne diye nim. Ube kofre na wani nipebi ne epire hon ya jiyama. Efri we omansam ne diyama we. Shakre we kre brifo we yani we chimpana ubiya witimi efa ufa wawu niapa ubiya braya mozuwa yesofu yi timi ninia epna awabe warene timi fa ekoto unia mona ekono esi yeno. Now this is the message. Put them off. Let me make the statement. Now the message is coming. This is the message. Why num and I mean I'm a summary ten. Why num into na walk as an area so for Christ 3 years ago? 3 years ago. I see a for mungo pair, you may be here. I ask sorry as a way so for why num and a mini pakam kwasiasem. These are the people. These are the people. And Emma, I sorry, Gidea, Nankini Power, I saw him more. SMA, Aqua Consumia, Sir Gidea, it will be, way no one. Evriano or Jesophony didn't know Tanaka him. Or Jesophony didn't know Tanaka him. Can you just imagine? Didn't in a coffee drew the car, a busy woo chemical baby, Nakofio draws obey, made up for Hayana, Miss Maker. Tina's mommy is you. Why in the Bepopunity? Why in the Bepopunity? Sister Tanaka, him was saying, and he would die. And so far, people that are supposed to teach us the way of salvation, Acts 16:17, people that are supposed to teach us the truth, the way, and the light. Really? I'm telling you, this is a wake-up call for everybody. Because I don't generalize it. There are works to be done. This is the time for us to start the cleanup. We is the time to a wake-up call for our suffering. I'm telling you, I suffer a nomansa. I'm talking to you. Mumienya yung kwasiye subano. And yes, I call anu a bokono te ne tochene. If you say when yame omfreo, yam fenya mia jume nyimi, yam fenya mengosre nyimi, yam fenya mia sore, en yimi, yam fenya mi dini, en yimi, tianiye. I see a program be a corner at Tamaman will be with you. I dear me on the Bible, sir. Why in the bit to me with just Ramashish and Kukumua and Shah? Why anybody who can, lay coals of fire upon their heart or bosom and not be bent? And I'm a chinaman one timid as a shas of funky to a bay. Omo Baba be a programmer and my young kitten kitten, my young kitten kitten. I'm telling you, Upa for any two from here, Papa no mass of way, Methodist for praise before Anglican, CS, Pentecost, Apostolic. How many of them have all these small girls following them? Think about what I just said. Woman to be disoffoir. no mo ko pension ye sit down ni atoka ni ye di ache papa so fo ni aye asore ni na ye jom ni akansam fefefe ni ye di afom ho hweye aso fo di nkwase ye wo no an ye wo mu kwase ye wo na aso me si ni no we wo 49 45 41 39 and all that and the people aye ye beto omo da so ne nam ho a omo ye nyame ye adwuma. Look at the fathers of faith. You know, most of them have clocked 60 years. Women grow for 40. At the end of when your stroke could have been 40 when your stroke. So, they trusted you. That's why they gave you their money. Their sweat, they trusted you. That is why they gave it to you. Tell the young man to sit down. They trusted you. That is why they gave you the money. Sit down. That is why they gave you the material, American. And I am using the opportunity to bring a submission to everybody under the region. Mama, comfort here. I'm telling you, say, Pa, say, Sofo, you say, Papa J, CK, never give me project. We are Sofo, they are Shemi Denso, and so that they can do the right thing. And yet, the man of trust, today, it will be very difficult for you to come and leave your daughter in my house. That I'm traveling to Germany. Can my baby girl live in your house? It's now becoming a problem. Morality gone, dignity gone, integrity gone. Because I am living in a 419 generation where even the gospel, when it is being preached, it has to be sugar-coated and presented in a particular way because people don't like the truth. But I'm talking and submitting to you, Ghana. The gospel is the gospel. The truth is the truth. You, whether you will hear or you will not hear, you will hear. I'm telling you the word of God. Speaker of Parliament. I'm telling you, I'm telling you. Power be to me, a cross off on a fast off on nobody preaching, or you're preaching now. It may be such a fast off on a hen, I'm a cover any free. You're program, I'm on for a mass here because what can occur and care person will catch there. You will win second term, no more budget. So you will win third term, no budget. So you are the president God have chosen. But I'm telling you, until Mube Jai Majama, you know, Mube Jai Kronono, until say you be Jai a woody, you know, until say entroni be free, you know. But I'm telling you that I came with the whole chain now. How, leaders of Ghana, leaders of the church, how will you escape the domination of hell? I pause and make an announcement by the grace of God. Tomorrow night, the time has finally come. Revival 2022. Revival 2022 starts tomorrow at 6 p.m. It's going to be awesome. Reverend Elvis Achiman, Dr. Justice Avevo, Reverend George Nate, Apostle Randy Impact, Apostle, Josiah Open Jr., and also Prophet Job Adu are joining Kofi Odro 6 p.m. tomorrow night, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday morning, and Sunday morning, Sunday evening, as we finish up. It's going to be an awesome moment, a life-transforming experience. You cannot miss it for anything in the world. Come with your family, and the grace of God will visit you. Your life can never be the same. Somebody shout, scream, clap your hands, and make a joyful night and celebration unto the Lord. Until we come to the place of restoring the dignity of Christus. The dignity. Because we'll be with Christus ni we nyamini. The dignity. Then some funya yen ye diwa safunim. What to say in the animal cremo for ye? Sit down quietly. And what is walking in one of our imam will be home? They will not say. They will not say. Yeah, see, I know how you know. Yeah, mom. Uti me a two bimona. Welcome. Where's you know what them?
Katanas. A tutu form. I see you. Without a cause of death, death certificate, burial certificate, and police report. These four documents didn't come. A person is buried in a ohene there. Ye bubu concrete, more tiny concrete. Ye tutu form what them. And ye tie for no. And ye akatash. As if nothing has happened. O person wa hini ye ye. O person wa life ye ye. O person wa unyeska. Dake mu. This is why ye mukris to sumbiyo. This is why nipa bi on my invite to omo ma. This is why so many people me jina me so omo tifie sa bre omo timutu ase bra fun bi amaye so mbe bubi. The reason is because yen ya ikuta nokure no ye nie fra. Jesus says that if the blind leads the blind, they both fall into a ditch. Pastor Richard is here. He's the CEO of Space Blenders. This young man supplies very nice blenders. If his business now war, you know, or the answer a kahwa, na sofidi, you know, I say, you can do good business without lies, without invading taxes, without invading duty. And only at Enkuro 40, I saw them electricity, kurama illegal connection. Serious! A woman came here and said that, you know, Moman Babako, you know, why am I Bahua Juma? Yana Yas, Nayasi Juma. Who be said Juma by nature? Where Juma go? Nayasi Juma, why Jam Yayase? For almost about 3 years. Amen. I say, we would have named your baby Yesi or Balabasta. When your baby Yesi says, you are turning back naturally. And Bizan said, the day Bizan is saying, Mammy, you know, then say, see, you want to make a chum or say, Fawa, yes, and come here in your way, you ma, a better yin to you with Tidibu. Nibet Tuni Panasign, but Anzan and Mituna sign, and Monsu ye Tumufubi. What do I ask, Connie, a Yahweh, you ma? We are not a tambour, no ababetan, see a bottomboree now, so pijako, pijako, pijako. See, and now we answer here. Tia! Untia Betty. Untia Betty. Untia Betty. Untia Betty. I say, I'm going to go to the I can't go to the church. You'll be called the German in the name of Fato. Fato. Any pair called German will be baby in Yame by the other. The one I do, I'm calling Pesu Bisa. I do a connection man to me and fun to Tunyameho. Because God is far more than that. God is, you know, far more. He's almighty. He's omniscient. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He sits enthroned in a cherubim of glory. God is God. He lifts up one and sets down another. Promotion does not come from the east, nor from the west. God is Jehovah Gibor, Jehovah Elohim, Jehovah Elohim Israel. God himself is El Shaddai. He is Adonai. He is Jehovah Rapha. Yeah, he is Jehovah Shammah and Jehovah Nissi. He is God, our banner and victory. He is even Jehovah Jesus, the Lamb of God, who was slain for the sins of the whole world. Come to him, O ye that are heavy laden, and then come back with the Lord of care, and he will give you rest. This morning I stand here to submit to you that he is coming with his reward to give unto every man according to their works. May the grace of God abound for God's people. May the hand of God abound for God's people. May everybody who is Christ, who belong to Jesus Christ, may this week be the week of
restoration, restitution, recovery, replenishment. May the hand of God and the love of God and the goodness of God surround you. May your children be preserved. May the Lord watch over you. May you fear God and eschew evil. May you run away from evil and run to good. May the Lord himself preserve you from evil attacks. You shall not die before your time. You shall live and prosper and declare the works of God. May it be well with you as you go through Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, Friday and Saturday. May the outpouring of fresh anointing be your portion in the name of Jesus. May the Lord cause helpers to come and meet you. Abuafo Nshiao. Abuafo Nshiao. Abuafo! Bunyamefa Abuafo Nshiao. Bama Dum Nanya Kasimau. Yes, and I see an inidimo. And Radin Fang was dry at the Somno, a tree and Batanaho, Diacoma Pania Comacroje, a drug that did Dina Miechi, Unamema, Wakuma, and ye fine. And yes, and I see an inidimo. Oma Dumna no Soma, Oma Wajumania ye, ye won't sanun yumano, ye were mania ye, on two on Samsra dear, on Sine and Fanchino. Why yes, Udima? Somebody free! I was in this room when a young man, his charge was given by this beautiful young lady. The lady stood where Mama Rita is sitting, a six-year-old child. This guy is a pastor. Most of you has his videos on your phone. And said, this six-year-old child is this pastor's child. And she didn't need to do that because I could see that. Said, I was a married woman. My husband lived in America. Whilst my husband was processing my documents, this same pastor was my pastor who blessed our marriage. Whilst my husband is in America processing my documents, my pastor made sex to me countless times, impregnated me countless times, aborted it countless times. The last one, I decided I won't do this again. That's how come this six-year-old girl is here. My husband, when he heard that this is the life in which I am, brought Mensa back to Mebusiafo and divorced me. Immediately, the pastor realized that I was being divorced. He got married to another young girl in the church. Now, I am not asking the pastor to marry me. I said, what do you want? She said, for 6 years, this pastor doesn't know what this girl eats, sleeps, wears, or which school she attends. I want you to tell that pastor to at least take care of his responsibility. When we made the attempt to get this pastor, he had hint that the young lady had been here. Blocking on every line. Sunday! Today, he is going to be in the pulpit. And this is why so many people attend churches and they are not blessed. Because vessel no a kasano. A buffy. A catchida. Minion must of all. Yet the Honkrunkra domna yama dear, but container. Don't throw one. The container that God is using must be honorable. Honorable. When son of him,
must be honorable. The container must be honorable. When we put people in Kolebu, they must be honorable. MC, DC, they must be honorable. MPs must be honorable. When people are working for government, in hospitals, in the army, in the, it must be honorable. Look at the way we are joking with Galamse. We have the nerve and the impudence. We have the audacity to even make it political. MPB 4 by Umutu, the NDC 4 by, but stop the nonsense. Do you know the number of people that are dying from leukemia, dying from cancers, dying from blood diseases because of poisonous substances like cyanide and mercury from Galamse? Do you know the respiratory diseases that people living in Galamse communities, and one way to Galamse in Nankasa, do you know the things they are dying from? Kidney failures. Go to Kolebu and ask them the rise of kidney diseases. We are so anymore straight 1 week back. Oku jail like jail. Oku ni kulom and kulom. If Aisha had done what she did in China, she will be killed straight. Yes, you be kunu wanta. Didn't you know where to do that? And people are busily talking nonsense. We have people in army uniforms who are in conniving. 2 weeks ago, a chief was arrested. And then we are no tutun tuma near the chinyet in a chia ba sorry them so abasa. I see again. To me buni dem two form two amana. Na nanwa ye galam say ya. Or therefore two form. Now let me finish it like this. When Christ is in you, that word hope of glory means you become an example. You become a shining light. Everybody that sees you can tell that this is Christian. We are Christian. Okasa. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you can clap your hands. You can clap your hands. Just, we've been praying for the revival throughout the week and fasting. And one of the nights, the ladies came with a gentleman whilst within my team and they are praying. I saw certain people on my trousers. I said, You are a woman of God. You may be the only Bible somebody is reading. Your lifestyle may be the only Bible somebody is observing. Don't bring it here. What is that? You don't even want to serve God again. And the last thing I want to talk about, Mark chapter number 7, verse 20. Adwin fin. Because you nipa mo akume mo na adwin bone ifriba. Adwin bone yem fan sum Christo. Christ! He's coming back again to rapture a church that is spotless, wrinkleless, and blameless. Be serious. Be serious. Somebody died for you. Be serious. Christos, be serious. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 26.
Ephesians 5:26. The Bible said that he may sanctify and cleanse the church with the washing of water by the word. Look at verse 27. The Bible said that he may present it unto himself a glorious church, not having spot, wrinkle, or any such thing, that it should be holy. Holy. Let me finish Titus chapter 2, verse 5. Titus 2, 5. The Bible said in Titus, the second chapter, the fifth verse, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands. But listen to the last line, that the word of God may be not blasphemed. And obi hwe suban wa ye kwa umitimi dinya miatam kankwa si asem diti ewurade yesu ene nasem because of usuban. Because of your character. Put this in a different version. In this version, I'm reading only the last line. Then they will not bring shame on the word of God. Then they will not bring shame on the word of God. Another version in the last line. Listen to this. So that no one will speak evil of the message that comes from God. And Michelle, my name come in me, any girl in co club. Because when that happens, people speak evil against the message that came from God. Yes, 23 years, my boy, assume down. Shower Nisudana. Sofum was shenny, you didn't want to punch. Abby, met you. Into you. No, mean tie. Some of the bad sorry, I bet Jimmy come in the bed dico contad. Mean tie. This is why I don't believe so many prophets in this country. So blind no a woman when you would be for. Who beg Jack was it DM in found? Who so blind and Chidame said, we in a medieval. Assembly are becoming unique. This is me. I am waiting to join the cloud of witnesses. This is why so many people drive from East Legon, Ajengano to be here. Drive from Michelle Camp to be here on Sunday morning. Do you imagine the time they wake up from their house to drive from here? People drive from Kaswa, Tema, Amasama, and Sawem to be here. It's not a joke, my darling. It's not a year pen when yam krono. Jesus in Yom Kofa. I love that song so much. Me person me who know me person me she know. Oh yeah, me yom kuma. This is my desire. Me person me who know. Me person me yes I will know. Me person me kasa I will know. Me person me nini two anama. Obia unumia. Oh yeah, me suba yosi Christo ni pe ni Christo ni pa. And you clap your hands, stand to your feet. That the message, people will not speak evil. Put it back and let's look at it in the last version. In this last version, very interestingly, listen to that. So that no one will malign the word of God. Another version will help me. You know, it says that, listen, that we don't want anybody looking down on God's message because of your behavior. Put it in my language. In my language, listen to what the Bible, you know, said very clearly. Now, one cut when you're me as some no as a money. It's a jingle for Sika, somebody won't be called Israel. Now, me this canoe. Bijina ha make a kemui. People don't care about in kikemun. You don't have integrity. Where do you seek her?
means any pano opa preach koka heaven. Ninini. Where di yesika? Fa yesika nebra. Where di yesika? Fa yesika nebra. And son abeka in the name of Jesus. Fatua! Kofa sika nebra. Ubiya wadi nisika. Kofa nisika mana. The Lord will judge you. No, no. I go here. Oh, here. Come here. Oh, here. Untia school fees. I see in the realms. I see. You don't see anything. You don't see anything. You been free ways, is man. You don't see anything. Madam Katja, man, yamin mama yam penny for baby rasu munyame and inam yamisun si wunia diena as of one emblem. Ya bo brapa e de chere womo as example and kenye omo bobra funi and see boobi. Ever and woman tia semraika. There are many politicians who invite home a soromo mad. Because I saw for no idea my wako bom or no and mobrapa. It said dear obi on my way politician now cast the Lord was a fato. Obi to be grab is on which Lord? Lord in the money away. We're through Lord. We're through Lord. And now which Lord? Which Lord? Hallelujah. As I say, let me tell you, dear wu ye na eye niswa eye brigu. I'm telling you, it's the truth. You have been serving from 2016 till now without a penny. Dear wu ye na se eye niso ke kense wunu chile wu yere and all that, but wunu mafu frau ye nice to them wabet na yeche eye brigu. Boko dear, se wunu. Your right hand is on your heart. Play the national anthem. Are we good? Thank you. And stretch your hands on the flag of Ghana on the altar of the Lord and pray for this nation. Can I hear your prayer? Lift it up before the Lord. This is a sick country needing God's guidance. Sick nation needing God's intervention. And when you reject him, he will reject you. If you disown him, he will disown you. If you remain faithful, he will be faithful. If you are not faithful, he cannot disown himself. He will remain faithful. Ah, oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Can you put your hands on your two hands on your heart and pray for yourself, pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your business, pray for your enterprise, pray for your effort, pray for your decisions, pray for your choices. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you. Yeah, we want to make purpose-driven, spirit-filled decisions. Guide us, oh God. Guide us. My God, guide us. Guide us, guide us, guide us. I make intercession for my president, His Excellency. Nanado Dankwa Ekufu Addo, his beautiful wife. The first family. I pray that you will protect them from blatant demonic assault. Grant him long life, wisdom, health, and wealth. But let His Excellency know that righteousness exalts a nation and sin is a reproach to any people. Guide His Excellency to be able to eschew evil from around and within. In the name of Jesus. Heal our land, oh God. Heal our land. You don't know Jesus as your Savior? Can you pray this prayer with me and say, Dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I am a child of God. And Father, I pray for everybody who prayed that prayer. Also, I ask in the name of Jesus that you will ground them and root them deeply in the faith that is in Christ Jesus. And grant us that the blessings of eternal life will be our portion. I pray that this week will be a week of visitation, a week of restoration, a week of signs and wonders, testimonies, and elevation. In the precious name of Christ Jesus, we say thank you. I commit our children specially into your hands. I'm asking for your favor, protection, and the wisdom that comes from Christ. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Clap your hands, give him glory in the house of God. Sweet Melodies 94.3. Obatampa, Amansan, and GN, Facebook, YouTube, and podcast. Thank you very much for joining us. It's a joy. You want to join us for our offerings? 0249809911, the 0249809911, or 0592296667, the 0592296667. You can join us in our offerings, and the Lord will favor and bless you. Those of you watching, it will be on your screen. You can follow up.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tessano Worship Center near Tessano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.